that ever meant anything to her. Except her mother. A man might almost think the gods had it in for her. I said, then hoped that didn't sound too much like a wisecrack.
One might. Standard-bearer, the only good thing she recalls about that Hell Night is you. She will cling to you the way a desperate swimmer will cling to a rock in a rushing stream.
It was time to be careful. A big part of me wished her clinging was more than metaphorical. How about Kigoda and those other kids?
The children can be adopted into the families of their mothers. Gota surely can move.
Dodge continued muttering under his breath, which was uncharacteristic. Sounded like something about wanting to move for a couple thousand miles.
Though she will not take it well. Don't tell me you're less than enchanted with Kigoda, too. No one is enchanted with that ill-tempered lizard.
And I once thought that you two were married. He stopped cold, stunned.
You're mad!
I changed my mind, didn't I?
Hong Tre, old witch! What hast thou wished upon me?
What?
Talking to myself, standard-bearer. Engaging in the debate I cannot lose. That woman, Hong Tre, my mother's cousin, was a witch. She could see into the future sometimes. And if what she saw failed to please her, she wanted it changed. And she had some strange ideas about that.
I trust you know what you're talking about. He didn't get it.
Not entirely. The witch toyed with all our destinies, but never explained. Perhaps she was blind to her own fate.
I let myself be distracted. What will your people do now?
We will survive, Standard Bearer. Like you soldiers of darkness. That is what we do.
If you really think you owe me for stumbling in there with Tide, tell me what that means. Soldiers of darkness. Stone soldier. Bone warrior, what do they mean?
One might almost accept your protestations.
Look at it this way. If I do know what you're talking about, you have nothing to lose by telling me what I already know. In that light, it was hard to tell, but I believe Uncle Doge smiled again. For the second time in one day.
Clever, he said,
and did not explain a thing. Chapter 74. Uncle Doge relieved me of most of my guests. I ended up sharing quarters with Tai De and his son Totan, plus Sara. Sara helped me with the baby and struggled to put together meals, though the company kitchen could serve everyone in the Warrens. She needed to stay busy. Tide followed me almost everywhere. Both